Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. KOBG Music Group presents King Oasis. The spirit gives life.
The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The flesh promised nothing, but the spirit gives life. Gotta tell you, this life is only found in Christ. We get the bling and shine, but we still all blind. Not realizing it's the inside that should stay on shine. But if it's dark inwardly, what's the purpose for living? Where are we going? What are we doing? Are we even giving? Got people sleeping on the streets, even some children can't eat. Don't forget where he brought you from, cause you could be back there next week. Set your cares on things above, we all need love. Be wise as serpents, but harmless as little white doves. What you gain, you get the world, but you lose your soul. God is the truth, not offering you a fake pot of gold. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Baffles where we live in, president making wrong calls. Is he really? Lord knows, I ain't done man-made laws. Like the title of this song, and the truth of it too. The flesh is death, the spirit gives life. So what you gonna do? Cause I'm gonna go ahead and snap while I'm buzzing this rap. I made the whole world for us, why we treat him like crap. Living our lives to the full, man, that's some bull. How we enjoying life, but when it comes to heaven, ain't no fool. Want the truth, then don't come around me, cause I'm giving it out raw, and it's uncut as you can see, and as long as God got my back, I'm gonna keep it cracking. Don't get mad at me cause it's Satan and sin that I'm attacking. The life is found in the spirit, the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Look, they poor over there, let's take advantage of them. Give them $1 million deal, they make their music sound like him. And him and her, no creativity in the mix, nowhere. Not thinking for ourselves, man, yeah, I went there. Y'all behind the scenes tripping, can't take hip-hop from us. Cause it's still real rapping, leaving your money and deals in the dust. And this one right here, man, he's all about the Christ. So you might see me coming, but you better think twice. Just tell it like it is, you done heard it all before. Jesus coming back on you, don't let him close the door. Jesus is real and he ain't no punk and he ain't soft neither. Take it from this black male that met him and became a believer.
Yes,
the life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life.
Yeah. I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, what was once beautiful was pure ugly Lord, you know, I'm saying before I'm buried Lord, I'm hoping for your perfect will to be open and real, trying to stay broken and provoked to show up in the field. Centerville, Centerville, I feel right at home, was in the hospital with a kid that was almost killed for buying chrome. Wrestle with the Bible, can I leave that light alone? Blessing in survival, lose the life you tryna own. In reference to my Bible, I know that he real. I'm responsible for mama, let's not act like he don't steal. Kill and destroy men, women, girls, and boys. Dream of the day that I can watch and be deployed. God's promise, something we cannot avoid. Sayonara to the armor of the occult. And farewell to our unrighteous revolt. A step further than King's dream. and Mel King's dreams. The Trinity, the universal supreme team. I know I'm foul, but I hunger for the thunder, the cracking of the sky before the chariot arrives. There is forgiveness for us Iscariots. His vest is blood dipped, his tongue sharp as an arrow tip. Now these J's I got on sicker than asthma, but please, they could've kept these and brought me back to master.
King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro, 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 retro.
I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, Maranatha. We out here in the final days, the last chapter. How long will it last? I can't give an answer. But I was sent from the dispatcher to preach to the broken and fractured, scattering seed. The God who made us is holy, and we are guilty before him because of our wicked deeds. They say, I don't need your religion or pleading petitions to receive a bleeding savior to save me from my condition. But when Jesus returns, it'll be a dramatic scene. That's why I play the sermon clip and unload the magazine. Glory to the King. There is mercy for sinners. The gates of heaven are open. There's only one way to enter. It might sound dogmatic, but if your faith is static, when you stand before God, then it's more than problematic. That's why I'm so emphatic, no matter the demographic.
It's compassion.
Without Christ, life will end tragic. Yo, I used to be a dead man, walking in the darkness, spiritual carcass. Now I'm alive because my God lives. I preach the same gospel that the gospel of John gives. The same gospel that Jay given, the same gospel that John gives. Timeless vintage, the message doesn't change. But on that day when he arrives, that's when everything changes. New heaven and earth, sin and suffering is over. And the glory of the King will be seen full exposure.
King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro, 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 retro.
Tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Let me get that in that background. I like that. I was bumping a little bit there. Yes, sir. That's the East Young Burgundy. You know what I'm talking about? Retro Sunday. Yeah, Retro S-O-N Sunday. S-O-N. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This one's going to be a good one. It ain't a, you know, ain't no play around. Today's topic, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, the Holy Spirit. We are here to experience him. We are here to receive him. All right? We are here to learn of him, learn from him. All right? Submit to him. All right? So, no, we're not here to learn how to speak in tongues and none of that stuff. No, I don't do that. The Bible lets us know, the Word of God lets us know that the Spirit gives utterance. They speak in tongues how the Spirit gives utterance. All right. For sure with it. So, yeah, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We just here to represent the truth. Jesus is the truth. Today we will learn of, from, and about the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of truth. Yeah, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He is the Spirit of truth. And he is not narrowed down to just speaking in other tongues. See, a lot of folks want to just take that and think they're spectacular and all that. But we about to learn from these scriptures today. See, you have to learn how to take, and you have to begin to take God's word over everybody else's word. God's word is a mystery, yeah, but he unlocks it to you if you have a heart of truth. If you want to know the truth, then he's not going to hold it back from you. Yeah, be sincere with the Lord. This is not about religion or anything. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, I wish you all spoke with tongues. Here goes some scripture on it. You ain't got to just take my word. Here goes some scriptures. Found in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, written by Paul himself. It says, I wish you all spoke with tongues. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy. And then we got scriptures today that you're going to see where Moses said earlier, earlier than when Paul wrote this, Moses said it in the Old Testament that I wish you all prophesied. You see what I'm saying? I wish you all prophesied. Right here, Paul is saying, I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy. When you speak in tongues, you edify yourself, but when you prophesy, you edify the church. Yeah, which one is better now? Looking at it from God's perspective. Prophesying, you edifying the church. And we know God is very selfless. He's not selfish. When you speak in tongues, you edify yourself. Bro, it's getting good already. I ain't even praying. We ain't got into the scriptures or nothing. We just kicking it off. But the Holy Spirit is already here. That's what happens when you bring the Holy Spirit with you. He lives in us. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah all day. So with that being said, let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for your mercy, your grace. We need it. Thank you for your forgiveness. We come back and we ask you for your forgiveness, and we need it, and we receive it. Father, let your will continue to be done in our lives. Yeah, you're the only one to look in our lives and be honest and be right and tell us that, yeah, you got that right, but you got this wrong. So, Father, we ask you for your forgiveness. We receive your forgiveness. You put your standards before us and let us take your standards and your precepts for what they are. And let us live up to your standards and your precepts, how you want us to do it. Thank you for not letting us have to do it on our own, but letting your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, lead us and guide us. And thank you, Jesus, for everything that you do and you have done. Father, we love you. Thank you for this broadcast, and thank you for your scriptures and the understanding of your scriptures. Continue to just have your way in our lives. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the almighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, just simple, the Holy Spirit, but it ain't simple. Yeah, the Holy Spirit ain't simple. But the topic, you know, the Holy Spirit, that's just three words. But they powerful. You know what I'm talking about? And the Holy Spirit is not simple. But he'll make it so. He'll make this truth of God, he'll make that simple enough for you to understand it. Yeah, whosoever will. Simple enough for you to understand it. And you to understand it. And you. And you. And them. And him. And her. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Appreciate everybody tuning in to contact us. Email us at whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. We have a newsletter that comes out every 2 months. If you want, you can request that. You can get that. You know what I'm saying? Get you some inspirations. Inspiration going on. All right? We keep it up. So appreciate everybody tuning in. This is an interactive worldwide broadcast. Over here, you get prayer over here. We worship over here. We praise. You showing up, going to get these scriptures on deck. All right. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing come by the word. All right. Also, you get your problem solved over here. You know that, did you? By doing, yeah. The Holy Spirit going to let us know what to do. You get your problem solved by doing. Yeah, this is faith and works over here when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Faith and action on display. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, we go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern for Hip Hop and Jesus. This is Bible study still. Hip Hop and Jesus, we be on it. All right? Also, Saturdays. topics from the all-knowing one. Yeah. Saturdays are just topics from the Word of God, the all-knowing one. You know what I'm talking about? God is the all-knowing one. And His Word covers everything. So Tuesdays for the Hip Hop and Jesus Bible study, we be on there at 7 p.m. Eastern. And Saturdays, we be on there from 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, topics from the all-knowing one, like we doing today. So we moving right along, man. We about to, how about this? Let us worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. Let us worship and praise God. I usually give three songs. I think today I'm going to give two because I got a lot of scriptures and I really want you to hear the scriptures. I really want to get into the scriptures. So we're going to play maybe a song or two right here. Still going to worship and praise God, no doubt, in the spirit and in the truth. So y'all know how we do it. And when we come back, we just going to keep on pushing. However, the spirit leading, man. So today's topic, the Holy Spirit, a.k.a. the spirit of truth, a.k.a. the Holy Ghost. Yeah, a.k.a. God's spirit. You know what I'm talking about? The one that glorifies and exalts Jesus. So let's worship God, Abba Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. All right, I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, the Holy Spirit. Let's worship.
I am not forgotten. I am not forgotten. I am not forgotten. God knows my name. I am not forgotten. I am not forgotten.
Zephaniah 3:17 says, the Lord is in your midst. He's mighty to save, mighty to deliver. He will quiet you with his love. And he will rejoice over you with singing. God has a voice and he sings. Could you lift a hand or two? Say, Lord, sing over me tonight. Speak to my heart. Holy Spirit, quiet us. Oh, God. Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, he hears us when we call and he calls back. I'm not a man, I cannot lie, I know the plan for your life. I'm asking you to dream again, believe again, and take the limits off of me. No, I'm not I lie. I know the plans I have for you. They're my design. So I'm asking you just to
and trust again. And take the limits off of me. And I hear the Lord say, take the limits off. Take the limits off. Release me to accomplish what I promised you all. Take the limits off of me. Take the limits off. Release me. And your ladder will be greater. Your ladder will be greater. Say, yeah, your ladder will be greater.
Tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. God is great. We still got those. Still got three songs in there, but they was short and it was powerful and to the point. You know what I'm talking about? We still got them three songs in there for the worship and praise. Yeah, we love to worship and praise God. How about this? We live to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we ain't teaching you the Holy Spirit. We ain't teaching you. Yeah, we just going to experience the Holy Spirit together during this broadcast through these scriptures, and I can't wait to get into them. Remember this, though. You can call in. You can call in when we are recording live. This number only works when we are recording live. The number is 563-999-3702. We going on a little bit, you know, later than usual today, but we up in here, man. No doubt. Yeah, giving God the glory. Yeah, man, we on his schedule. Yeah. We're on his schedule. We don't pencil him in and try to squeeze him into our schedule. We going to do what we got to do to get on his schedule. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is all up in here. So, yeah, man, when we're recording live, this number works. You can call in, you can talk, or you can listen through this number, 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. One more time, 563-999-3702. You can listen or you can speak and press 1 if you want to speak, all right? You can make an account. You can come to the chat room and chat live with us if you want to. Other than that, you want to be anonymous, you can just listen however you listen. You know what I'm saying? If you want to give, you can give. If you give over here, we're going to give you something too. All right? We're going to give you something back. If you want to give, you can give, though, man. There's no pressure. All right? But just remember, God loves a cheerful giver, though. All right? For sure, man. But if you just can't give, we understand that too. All right? That's not what this word is for. You can come over here and get what you need for the free. You know what I'm talking about? Put your faith in God and get you some, and start working your faith in God. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, we're moving right along. Going down to, you know, the knock them down. Yeah, Joshua's Wall. Part of the broadcast here. Yeah, this is where I play my theme music. Yeah, this is where you bring your problem. Any problem, any concern, any situation, you know, you got as a human, and you bring it before God. And this is where God will handle that for you. Okay? Also, during this segment, you know, let the itching ears and yeah, the ones that think I'm going to come here and do some Q-tip preaching? No. Mm-mm. None of that. And also, the thin-skinned people easily offended? Hey, I also give you a chance to leave right here. So as I'm playing this little intro to the theme music, yeah, the intro, where is it? Where is my theme music? You can either get right and get ready, get your heart ready to receive this word of God, which is the truth, or you can stay wrong and get your behind up out of here. You know what I'm talking about? When hip hop meets the Christ. All right, where my theme music at? Has anybody seen my theme music? Oh, there he is, getting warmer. Like the head, here you go.
Oh! Hey! Yeah! Come on!
Oh. We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to think that it was safe.
Right, all right, I hope we got that understood. You've been warned, man. Warning come before destruction, so. This is the God versus Issues of Life segment. Knock them down segment. Joshua, why are we knocking them down? God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans. If he's your God, right? You give him your problem, you take your issues to him, you take your concerns to him, and let him handle it for you, he will bring you out victorious every time. God never loses, he never fails. Alright? So yeah, man. And I don't really have an issue. My issue is I'm ready to get into these scriptures, so that's what we about to do. We're going to get straight into these scriptures for the day, man. The Holy Spirit is today's topic. I'm your homie, Oasis. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And I'm ready to get into these scriptures, man, so hope y'all ready. And the first scripture we're going to kick it off with, let's start at the beginning, in the beginning of the Bible, too. Yeah, Genesis chapter number 1. Let's go there. We will start it off right there. Genesis chapter number 1. See what God got for us today, man. The Holy Spirit. I know it's going to be good. Got a bunch of scriptures, too. You know what I'm saying? And we're just free to operate how God wants us to do. Want us to operate it, man. Want us to operate. So let's go. Genesis chapter number 1. We'll get two verses from over here, and then we're going to go to John chapter number 1 and move on. So Genesis chapter number 1, verse 1 and 2. We're learning of and from the Holy Spirit. We're going to experience him. We're going to submit to his leading and guidance in our lives. All right? This is faith and action. This is not just faith without works, which is dead. This is not a religion. Jesus is the Lord. God is the Almighty. I am. You know what I'm talking about? And the Holy Spirit. All three of these are one God. All right. So, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Got to remember that. I don't care where you at right now in life, what's going on, quit worrying, all this stuff. know who the author and the finisher is. In the beginning, yeah, God created the heaven and the earth. Look to him. Verse 2 says, and the earth was without form. The earth wasn't even formed, and it was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Darkness was on the face of the deep. That's representing Lucifer getting kicked out of heaven, right? Turning into the devil. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he on the earth, yeah. So darkness was upon the face of the deep. And look at the next sentence, though. Same verse, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The next sentence in the same verse, verse 2 says, and the Spirit of God, that's why we came here, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Holy Spirit, who is the Holy Spirit? He is the Spirit of God. He is a person just like Jesus is a person. He is a person just like God is a person. Matter of fact, God is God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, right? Moved upon the face of the waters, hovering over the waters, right? The Spirit of God is. And that's the only thing that's not letting evil go. That's why evil is not able to go to its full course, no limitations, and be all evil, because the Holy Spirit is still here. The Spirit of God is still here, just like it was in the beginning before God even said, let there be light. In Genesis 1 and 2, you see the Spirit of God was here. Now we are waiting for the rapture, which is the event of God taking his Spirit off of the earth. And if you look at it, yeah, God taking his Spirit off of the earth and giving the world what they want and are pushing for, which is a godless world. That's what they want. Look at how they're living. 2020, God, he tried to, you know, show them mercy and with 2020 and the coronavirus and all that, and look at them. And one thing I want to point out, that everything done opened back up except the churches as a whole. They still closed. Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? People that used to believe in Jesus don't even believe anymore. Yeah, they was believing in out of religion. They don't know him. They was honoring him with their mouth, and their heart was far from him. You can tell now, because God has snatched the cover off of everybody. So if you've been living honest, yeah, honestly, you know, you good. But all that devilish, hiding, sneaky stuff, all that's getting exposed right now. Look at the world. All right, let's keep on moving, yeah. All right, so the Holy Spirit, according to Genesis 1 and 2, he's been here since the beginning of time. He's been here. Matter of fact, he's been here before the beginning of time. Because God, well, you didn't even say let there be yet. So he's been here since the beginning or before the beginning. Now, let's go from Genesis chapter 1 to John chapter 1. John chapter 1 and verse number 1. We're going to start right there. John chapter 1. Starting at verse number 1, appreciate everybody tuning in. Yeah, we going in. We done got started up in here. And we ain't going to stop till we finished up in here. All right? Because we got a lot of scriptures today. And it's going to give us some understanding, man. Got to do things God's way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 1, starting at verse 1. Reading verses 1 through 4 right now. And then we're going to go back to Genesis chapter 1 and read verse 3. So I should have told you to keep a bookmark there, but it's all good. You don't even have to go back there. I'll read it for you. But right now, John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, we just read about the beginning. See, this beginning right here goes back before time, John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. Yeah, before Genesis. And the Word was with God. This goes into eternity. In the beginning was the Word. This is letting us peek into eternity, or letting us see into eternity. In the beginning, before there was ever an earth, in the beginning was the Word. Yeah, God was always here. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So the Word was here in the beginning. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. What Word is that? The Word Jesus. What Word is that? This Bible right here. Yeah, the Word of God and the Word Jesus. Mm-hmm. They the same. So verse 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. The Word was in the beginning with God. Look at verse 3. All things were made by him. All things were made by him,
When God made everything, he made it by him, by Jesus. And without Jesus, without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4 says, in him was life. So if you're not in Jesus Christ, you're not living life. If you are in Jesus Christ, you live in life. Yeah, you can pat yourself on the back, give yourself a high five. Yeah, give Jesus a high five. In him was life. So you in him, you got life. Yeah, and the life was the light of men, so you don't have nothing to worry about. This is the way that we smile on a rainy day. Yeah, when it's raining, and you're all alone, this is how we still smile. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That's all we need is Jesus and God's approval. Stop trying to do all this stuff for man's approval, because you know you be doing it. You know what I'm talking about? So I got to go over here to Genesis chapter 1 and stay right there in John, because we're going to come right back. But I'm just going to read one verse from over here. I got to compare these two. I'm going to read a few verses. Hold on, let me see. I'm going to read them. I'm going to read Genesis 1 and 3 right now. So stay in John 1. Let me do this. Genesis chapter 1 verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Scientists say, evolution said, or Big Bang Theory said, okay, yeah, they don't even know how to agree on nothing. Anyway, I'm going to go by what God said. So Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light. He said it, and there was light. Go back over here to John chapter 1. That's what I'm doing. John chapter 1. Verse 5 says, and the light shines in the darkness. Uh-oh. You see how this is going together? We in Genesis chapter 1. In the first three verses, we in John chapter 1. In the first few verses up in here. So, and the light shines in the darkness. God said, let there be light. And then we get back over here, John 1 and 5, I'm sorry. It says, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. So he said, let there be light. And then the light came, right? Now go back to Genesis chapter 1. Let me do it for you. Just listen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 4 and verse 5 says, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Y'all see how all this is going together? I'm reading John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And I'm reading Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 as well. So, yeah, I want you to do that for yourself and see what's going on here. I mean, this word of God is amazing, man. It goes together just like a puzzle. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. So that's the beginning. We read that the Holy Spirit was moving over the waters, right? We had to go to Jesus because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Yeah, these three are him. He's them and he's him. Let's go to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Moving right along, man. Let's get it, man. Feed your faith with these scriptures. John chapter 15, verse 26 says, but when the Comforter is come, the Comforter, that's the Holy Spirit, okay? John chapter 16. That's why you have to read your whole Bible. John chapter 15, I'm sorry. Read the Bible for yourself. Spend time with God for yourself every day. John chapter 15, verse 26 says, but when the Comforter, yeah, not a disturber, yeah, not the one that's going to ruin your peace or anything, but this is the Comforter. That's who the Holy Spirit is. When the Comforter is come, whom I will send, these words are in red, so Jesus is talking to you and me, all of his followers, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you, from the Father, Jesus is going to send the Holy Spirit to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth. He's the Comforter. He's the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father. He comes from the Father. He shall testify of me. He testifies of Jesus. That's why we had to go to Jesus. You're not going to get one without the other. These three are one. The Father, God, the Son, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. These three are one. Verse 27, John chapter 15, verse 27 says, and you also shall bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. So you're going to be a witness of Jesus too. Yeah, you also, that Holy Spirit is going to be in you, empowering you to do this and represent. Yeah, this getting good. We teaching right now. I don't know how fired up it's going to get, but I feel it moving on. You know what I'm talking about? But long as you're getting it, long as it's helping you with your faith in God. All right, go over one chapter to John chapter 16 and go down to verse 7. John chapter 16, verse 7 says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." These words are in red again. This is Jesus talking again to whosoever is willing to listen and do what he says. John chapter 16, verse 7 says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient or beneficial or to your advantage for you that I go away. It's beneficial that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Yeah, he's going to comfort you while Jesus is away from you. Wow. This is Jesus talking while he's letting his disciples know why he was physically here. I'm about to leave, you know, leave this world. But I'm not going to leave you without a Comforter. I'm doing all this so the Holy Spirit is going to live inside of you. You know what I'm talking about? So it's expedient if I go, because you have to be led by the Holy Spirit, right? Verse 8 says, and don't get it twisted. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit forth unto you, his followers, from the Father. Verse 8, John chapter 16, verse 8 says, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. So he's going to correct the world of sin. That's why they don't like to see you coming, because they know you represent the truth and the Holy Spirit in you. When he is come, he will rebuke the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So they can't just live how they want to. They can pass all the laws and all that they want to, but I bet you they live in stressed lives. You can't just come on God's earth and live how you want to and change up the rules to fit you. Then ignore God, man, please. That's why the Holy Spirit is still here. He's living in some of us humans. And don't get mad at us, because it says, when he has come, the Holy Spirit, when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin. The world now. That's why they be talking about, don't judge me. Nah, he's going to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The Holy Spirit doing this. Of sin because they believe not on me. He going to correct them because he glorifies the Lord Jesus. So that's a sin. So he going to rebuke them because they don't believe on Jesus. This is what John chapter 16, verse 9, saying. Of sin because they believe not on me. That's a sin not to believe in Jesus. That's a sin not to believe on Jesus. Okay, God made us and told us to do this. All right, verse 10 says, of righteousness because I go to my Father. I'm going to my Father, and you see me no more. So he's going to reprove them of righteousness because he's been here and he's gone. That's proof. Of judgment, verse 11 says, because the prince of this world is judged. That's the one who be talking about don't judge me, Satan. Oh, here we go. I told you I felt it, didn't I? We read it. Yes, sir, we read it. I told you I felt it, yeah. Of the world, of judgment, right? That's the one we're talking about, don't judge me all the time. That's Satan. Look at this. John chapter 16, verse 11. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. That's who getting rebuked and judged. Yeah, by the ones who following Jesus the Christ. Verse 12 says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. But as this broadcast go on, you're going to bear what God's saying to you now. You can't bear them right now because you're blown away by what's going on right now. Right? This is new revelation right there unto us. You see what I'm saying? This is fresh revelation here. Yeah. The manifestation, should I say. Manifestation of God in the Holy Spirit. So I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them right now. At this moment, you cannot bear them now, right? Verse 13 says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, there it is. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. The Spirit of truth is going to come, and that's why you need him, because he will guide you.
into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He's going to even show you things to come. He's going to remind you of things that Jesus already taught you. You see what I'm saying? But you can't lose when you're following Jesus Christ. Get out that tardo. Get out of that tradition and religion. Those traditional and those religious ways that you're viewing God. Get out of those. You got to use your faith. You got to work your faith in God. So he's going to show you the things to come as well. He shows you. That's what prophecy is all about. Oh, we got a long way to go, so let's go. Verse 14 says, he shall glorify me. This is what the Holy Spirit does. He glorifies Jesus. You can tell those with the Holy Spirit because they're not going to turn down when it comes down to Jesus Christ. It don't matter where they are because the Holy Spirit is in them. And the Holy Spirit is what glorifies Jesus. Look at this. John chapter 16, verse 14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. He's going to glorify me. He's going to receive of what's mine because Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. So the Holy Spirit is going to make sure you receive of Jesus. He's going to give it to you, right? He's going to show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Verse 15 says, all things that the Father has are mine. Did you know that everything that the Father has, God got? If he's your father, is yours? Yeah. We are heirs of God, inheritors of God, right? Inheritors of God and joint heirs or joint inheritors with Jesus the Christ. God owns everything. You got the authority over all the power of the devil yourself, right? God giving you that. He's sharing the kingdom with us. Verse 15, yeah, those of us that are bold enough or daring enough to have faith in him, all things, and keep your faith in him, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said, or said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you, because everything that the Father has belongs to the Son, Jesus. Why do you think Jesus was able to walk on water? Why do you think Jesus was able to do the miracles? You know, opening blind eyes, raising folks from the dead, disappearing and walking through the crowd, you know what I'm saying? Walking through closed doors and stuff. Oh, man, come on. Yeah. Because he's just like his Father. The same power that's in God is in Jesus the Christ. And guess what? The same power that's in God, the same power that's in Jesus is in you too. The Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Yeah, receive you the Holy Spirit. We still in John. Go back two chapters to chapter 14. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We moving on. John chapter 14. And we good. John chapter 14. Go what? Starting at verse 15. John chapter 14. Verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that's just like the Holy Spirit. All these scriptures that we've been looking at too, it's been a lot. In the beginning right here, it's been a lot of words of Jesus Christ. Like my words are in red in my Bible. So that's when Jesus himself is speaking, right? All right. So what he was saying and, you know, what was recorded out of the words, what he was saying. John chapter 14, let me go back. Verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. So if you really love Jesus, then you got to do what he says. If you love me, keep my commandments. Love is action. You can't just say it. It got to be displayed. Yeah, if you love me, the next thing says, keep my commandments then. There's something for you to do, something for me to do. And I will pray, and something he going to do. Look at this. He going to do something else. After you do that, then Jesus doing it, it says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Comforter we just read about. That he may abide with you forever. So this is the comforter. All right? Jesus is your comforter, and then the Holy Spirit. He'll give you another comforter. That's what the Holy Spirit is. All right, verse 17, John chapter 14 says, even the Spirit of truth whom the world can, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten son, that's the spirit of truth, letting you know, but the world cannot receive it because it sees him not. It don't see him, neither know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. You're supposed to be different from the world. You shouldn't be the same as the world, because the spirit of truth, the world cannot receive the spirit of truth. If you are of the truth and not of the world, then you're supposed to be different from the world, because you can receive the spirit of truth. The world cannot receive it because it don't see him and it don't know him. But you know him. He dwells with you and shall be in you. God powers us up. This is not a religion over here. This is God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit. Verse 18, John chapter 14. Verse 18 says, and I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to come to you. Yet a little while in the world, it sees me no more, but you see me because I live. You shall live also. And the way you see him, even though he's not here in the physical, but you see him by your faith in him. Oh, he here. Yeah. You see him by your faith in him, and you experience him the same way. Verse 20 says, at that day you shall know that I am in my Father and you in me. I'm in my Father, you are in me, and I in you. You in Jesus, Jesus in you, and Jesus is in his Father. You protected. Verse 21, yeah, Satan can't touch your faith. Nope. Verse 21 says, he that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. So you can't just talk about you love Jesus and don't do what he say. You love Jesus and all you do is go to church. You love Jesus and all you do is direct the choir. You don't ever spend no time with Jesus. You love Jesus and all you do is sit in the pew. Okay. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. That's who loves Jesus. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. Mm-hmm. If you love Jesus, God going to love you. Jesus' Father is going to love you, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Yeah. Keep his commandments. Do what he tells you to do. Go down to verse 26. John chapter 14, verse 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, I told you, the Comforter is the Holy Ghost. Know what I'm talking about? So this is John chapter number 14. Verse 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. What? He's going to teach you all things, everything you need to know about life, about humans, about your life, yeah, about the world. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, the Father going to send him in my name, he shall teach you all things. Tell you, you don't get one without the other. The Father, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. But we in John chapter 14, verse 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Going to teach you all the things, going to bring all things to your remembrance as well, whatever I have said unto you. So that'd be nice to grow up and get older and don't lose your memory, because you got the Holy Spirit who reminds you everything, right? He brings all things to your remembrance. Verse 27 says, peace I leave with you. Jesus leaving you peace. So if you're stressing, you need to get lined back up with Jesus. Yeah, peace I leave with you. He didn't leave you comfortless. He didn't leave us comfortless. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Giving us his peace. Not as the world gives give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So I'm not giving you this and expecting anything else from you, because the world gives you something and they expect something from you. That's why I can't. You got to be warned about all these stimulus checks, and they want to keep sending them and keep giving them to you. Like, hold on now, I can't be bought now. In a minute, they'll be like, all right, you owe us. Mm-hmm. We told y'all we was giving y'all that so you can use that to help, you know, get by. But you were using it for this, so, okay, let me tell the truth. Yeah, that's right, that's right. But don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be afraid. You following Christ. So you get peace. I don't give like the world give unto you. When have they ever gave you anything and didn't want nothing in return? Mm-hmm. Yeah. God gives so good that it make you want to give unto him. He give it to you so good. All right? Next scripture, we're going out of the Gospel of John, right? And we're going to 1 John now. This John is three of them. It's 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. It's toward the back of the Bible. But this is the same John that wrote it. And it's the same John that wrote Revelation too. So go toward Revelation and go to 1st John, the John with the one in front of it. 1st John, and then go to chapter number 5, and I'll be right there with you. You know what I'm talking about? 1st John, chapter number 5. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. It's a sweet spirit going on. That's that Holy Spirit, man. It just feel like the atmosphere is so crisp and clear and just right, just flowing so lovely. You can just feel God's presence, man. It's just a sweet spirit. That's the only way we can explain it. Yeah, his presence. That's all you got to do is get to know him and get into his presence. So 1 John, the John with the one in front of it. Give you a few more seconds to get there. Go to chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And we're reading two verses from over here. Verse 7 and verse 8. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 7 says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven." There's three that bear record or that bear witness in heaven. Heaven activity going on. When you know who God is and you tapped into, you know, God, you can see into eternity. When you following Christ Jesus, you're going to hear a lot about heaven. Yeah, you'll hear more about heaven because that's your destination. You hear about hell too, but that's the world's destination and everybody who rejects Jesus in the world. "For there are three that bear record in heaven." This is John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. "There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost." The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost bear record in heaven, right? And these three are one. The Father, that's God the Almighty. The Word, that's Jesus. The Holy Ghost, that's what we learned today. The Spirit of Truth. And it says, "And these three are one." So it's letting you know that he's all three of them and they are one. He's all three and he's three equals one, man. These three are one. Your body, your soul, your spirit. These three are one. Yeah, your body, your soul, your spirit. Those three make you one person. All right. Verse 8 says, "And there are three that bear witness in the earth. The Spirit," which is the same Holy Ghost, right? In heaven. See, God don't leave us comfortless. He got his control on heaven and on the earth still. Tell you, the devil can't just do and run this earth like he want to. No. He's just trying to get as many people to line up with his agenda and push that through them. You see what I'm saying? "We don't wrestle flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness, and the rulers of darkness." Yeah, spiritual wickedness in high places. "And there are three that bear record or bear witness in earth." He didn't leave himself without witness on earth. The Spirit is still here. The water is still here that Jesus was baptized into. Mm-hmm. That represents life, that water. Uh-huh. And the blood that Jesus shed. So the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one from the earth. Right? And we are agreeing too. We are witnesses unto him as well. Go to Numbers chapter number 11. Then we're going to go to a break and come back and get some more scriptures in. Before you know it, we're going to be out of here. But you're going to be feeling real. You think you feel good now? And this ain't no feel good, but this is empowering you and giving you some joy. That's more than just a feeling. Love is not just a feeling. You know what I'm talking about? The presence of God, that's showing up way more than some feelings. This ain't no emotional nothing. It's real activity going on with us from this earth and into heaven. So Numbers chapter number 11, let's go there. Numbers chapter 11. So I can, you know, take a praise break, and then we're going to come back and keep it pushing and finish it up and everything like that. So Numbers chapter 11, go to verse number 16. Numbers chapter 11, starting in verse 16. Numbers chapter 11. I'm going to read verse 16, verse 17, and then skip down to verse 25. So Numbers chapter 11, verse 16 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me." This is the Lord telling Moses something. And Moses is somebody who got faith in the Lord and who the Lord knows, right, and he can talk to, because he's going to do what the Lord says. All right. "And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel." So get me 70 men of Israel whom you know to be the elders of the people. So don't just get anybody. Go get the elders of the people, right? The elders meaning the older ones, right? And officers over them. So elders of the people who know the way, got that wisdom, right? And go get the officers that's over them and bring them unto the tabernacle of congregation that they may stand there with you. So God's saying, go get them, bring them here so they can stand with you. Verse 17, Numbers chapter 11, verse 17 says, "And I will come down and talk with you there." Yeah, God going to come down himself and talk with you there. "And I will take of the spirit which is upon you and will put it upon them," those 70 that you're going to get me, right? "And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you bear it not yourself alone." So this is God talking. So he going to tell him what he going to do, right? Take of the same spirit that's on Moses and put it into these 70 elders and officers that Moses is bringing to him. And if you know anything about Moses, he was very obedient to God, right? He was obedient. So we're in Numbers chapter 11, go to verse 26, and it says, verse 25, I'm sorry. Numbers chapter 11, verse 25 says, "And the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke unto him and took of the spirit that was upon him and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them," yeah, the spirit, "when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not stop or did not cease." They prophesied. They didn't speak in tongues. They prophesied. "And they did not cease. But there remained two of the men in the camp, and the name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad, and the spirit rested upon them." So the spirit of God rested upon Medad and Eldad, right? That's their names. "And they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp." So they stayed behind and prophesied in the camp, right? The next verse is, "And there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp." He old tattletale. They prophesied in the camp. Everybody else left the camp. So verse 28, Numbers chapter 11 says, "And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My Lord Moses, forbid them. Forbid them from doing this," right? Verse 29 says, "And Moses said unto him, Envious, or you envy, you are you envious for my sake?" I don't need you to be envious for me, but envious you for my sake. It says, Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets. Yeah, would God, or I wish God that all the Lord's people were prophets. And that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. I wish everybody was prophets. All the Lord's people were prophets. So if all are not prophets and all don't prophesy, I'm going to get a little bit ahead of myself a little bit, but all don't speak in tongues either. Uh-oh. Yeah, we about to get into prophecy and prophesying and speaking in tongues when we come back from this break. Yeah, these are gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you can't, you don't put one above the other one. You see what I'm saying? Like people be doing. That's why you have to read your word for yourself and spend time with God for yourself and get to know him for yourself. When hip-hop meets the Christ, I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, the Holy Spirit. And we'll be right back. Yeah, we're going to get into that prophesying and that speaking in tongues. You know, we just read. Moses said, would God all his people were prophets. Let me see. Would God or wish God. Wish to God that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. Wish God would do that to everybody. Know what I'm talking about? We'll be right back, man. when hip hop meets the Christ. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Let's go.
Hey, I started. That engine gets to yarking like a race car. Dark, but every part of him be sparkling like a quasar. Sliding with my savior. Rider like I'm JR. Got a laser. Cider on the slider of the AR. Work hard and I play hard and I safeguard my pay for. Got a ten of jack, a queen, a king, and I'm waiting for my ace card. You deserve the praise, Lord. Brought me out the graveyard, so I take part in communion. Something you came about, the tomb is nothing. Your rule is just, I'm through discussing the issue or nothing. Please don't remove your covering. I'm praying for my foolish brethren. We will never water down the truth. We make the earth adjust. My squad is in the turf and trust. We mobbing till they murder us.
I'm sliding through my city with a cross up on my back.
And my boss ain't taking losses, so take caution and fall back.
I'm sliding through my city with a truth I know could save.
He threw open the cage, we the proof Jehovah saves. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been.
Forgive
77 Cuddy, leather gutty with the serpent eyes. It's mighty hot up in there, buddy, when it chirp it slides. Mob logo on the hood with the purple sides. We cut the top, doc, it's been circumcised. We surf the skies, something like a fighter jet. Whole fam, every strand's connected like a spider's net. Beef with us is jet skis, get your riders wet. Protected by the hand of God, at best you're just a minor threat. I give no energy to the demons in my inner me. His blood set sinners free, we train to love our enemies. Yeah, so to the hatred I pay no regard. Persecuted, don't confuse it, I'm a soldier scarred. But I gave my soul to God, he stamped me like a postal card. Warrior, I'll never leave my post, I'm like the coastal guard. Put away them childish things, couldn't box with God within your wildest dreams. For him I'll go around like Saturn's outer ring. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been.
I'm sliding through my city with a cross upon my back.
And my boss ain't taking losses, so take caution and fall back.
I'm sliding through my city with a truth I know could save.
He threw open the cage, we the proof Jehovah saves. I'm in that lanky looking spanky on them true ways. Schizophrenic ain't he? The pain be going two ways. Roof raised, engine hot as souffles. Probably in my new J's. Yahweh, who I do praise. Apostles, where it's hostile. I'm chopping with that gospel like it's 2K's. We be on Beelzebub's head, really, toupees. New age disciple and we riding, no school days. Go to war, got Michael on my side, no buble. God gave me the word to go. What would I be worried for? I hop out that convertible and convert a soul at the murder show. We be on discipleship, we don't just invite the sick. I go hard like a psycho pit that I just bought from Michael Vick. Hey, bro, if you ain't in it to win it, then what you play for? Don't they know? My sins have been paid for by the A.O. Alpha Omega, no way I'm ever quitting. My debt was smitten, all my steps forgiven. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been forgiven.
Yeah, yeah, bro. AA, bro. Yes, sir. If you ain't in it to win it, what you play for? That's what I'm talking about. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, that was the homie Seven. S-E-V-I-N. Hog Mob. You know what I'm talking about? Hog Mob. It's an acronym. Hooked on God. Hog Mob. Hooked on God. Money over business. My nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, What up, Seven? You know what I'm talking about? I'm home off. Everybody who, you know, supporting you and everything like that, man. Appreciate y'all for doing what you're doing. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate you, homie. You know what I'm saying? Bizzle, too. Appreciate you, homie. God over money. Yeah, Bizzle. So, yeah, man, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. Today's topic, the Holy Spirit. And we got more scriptures on deck, so let's let you hear it. Yeah, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by this word of God. Choose your time. Spend your time wisely. This is a great way to spend your time. And it's a sacrifice, too, because it's Saturday, and it's in the afternoon when people mostly be going, you know, do their own thing and all that. But you here listening to the broadcast? All right, then. Whenever you do listen, all right, spend your time with this. This is an investment into your life. Acts chapter 15. Let's go. Acts chapter 15. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Acts chapter number 15. We start at verse 7. Acts chapter 15, starting at verse 7. We're about to get into, it's really going to be teaching on, the correct teaching on prophesying and speaking in tongues. Some denominations and some people out here say that you got to have the Holy Spirit or you got to speak in tongues. That's proof that you got the Holy Spirit. But that's not what the Bible says. Yeah, some people believe that you got to speak in tongues, and that's the proof that you have the Holy Spirit. That is not what the Bible says, though. Tell them to show you in the Bible where's the proof. I got more proof that it don't say that today than that it do. You know what I'm talking about? I bet you they can't show you. Mm-hmm. Acts chapter number 15, verse 7, it says, "And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe." Not just the Jews, but now the Gentiles should hear the gospel and believe. That's the world. Should hear the gospel and believe, right? "And God, which knows the hearts," God knows the hearts now, God, which knows the hearts, "bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us." He bear witness and he gave them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, right? And verse 9 says, "And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith as well." So he gave them the Holy Spirit. He purified their hearts by faith, just like ours. These are the Jews and the Gentiles, right? The chosen ones out of the Jews and then the chosen ones out of the world, the called ones out of the world that answer their call. How about that? Acts chapter 15, yeah, these are all followers of Christ, all right? There is no difference between us and them, all right? We're all following Christ. God, looking at all of us, gave all of us the Holy Spirit, right? "Now, therefore, why tempt you God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples?" Why are you putting a yoke on my neck and putting a yoke on the other people's neck who have not spoken tongues? Talking about you got to speak in tongues, that means you got the Holy Spirit. That's a yoke that you're putting on our neck. I ain't even know God was going to use that scripture for this right here, but hey, why? "Now, therefore, why tempt you God?" Why are you tempting God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples? You're tempting God, putting a burden, yeah, a law. Something to hold us down when God, his son, has set us free. But it's getting good teaching, good preaching. It says, "So now, therefore, why tempt you God?" This is Acts chapter 15, verse 10. "Why are you tempting God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they." That's what brings us together, because we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. That's what brings us all together. We all saved through the Lord Jesus Christ, man. You know what I'm talking about? All right, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Let's go. Let's get it. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. We're going to speed up a little bit. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, "But you shall receive power." Now, here is some evidence. I told you, I got evidence of the Holy Ghost being in you. Here go the evidence right here. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. "But you shall receive power." It didn't say you shall speak in tongues. "But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." That's number one. You're going to get power. God is the Almighty. His Holy Spirit empowers us. That's why he lives in us. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit, or after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. You're going to receive power, and you're going to become a witness of Jesus the Christ and a witness of what God the Father will do and has been doing in your life. You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria. Don't get tripping. I don't know where no Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria at. But look what the next few words say, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. This gospel is going all over the earth, to the uttermost parts of the earth, right? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. That's the evidence, power, and being a witness for Jesus, right? You could tell the churches who was the main ones telling folks that you got to speak in tongues, they don't have any power because their churches are closed. That's a yoke that they put on the neck of the disciples. But Jesus came here to make you free, disciples. Yeah, somebody say, I'm a free disciple. Yeah, Jesus made me free. Yeah, say, I'm a free disciple. And then say, Jesus made me free. Acts chapter 2. Moving right along. Verse 1. Acts chapter 2. Verse 1 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Suddenly there came a sound from where? From heaven. Right? As of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. This is where the tongues. And people get these tongues all misconstrued at right here. It says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, right? And notice they ain't doing nothing different to get it. It just came and sat, right? Because they believe. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So they begin to speak in tongues, but it says as the Spirit gave them utterance as well. If the Spirit ain't gave you utterance to speak in tongues, then ain't no way in the world you should be speaking in tongues, as well as if the Spirit ain't gave you utterance to see and be and prophesy, you should not be prophesying. Oh, we about to get into it. Don't you worry about a thing. I got scriptures on deck. You know what I'm talking about? So, number one, you don't tap into your prayer language. It says they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. If the Spirit is not giving you utterance to speak in tongues, you shouldn't be up there getting taught how to speak in tongues either. Uh-oh. Oh, this is getting good. Oh, there it is. Now, Acts chapter 2, verse 5 says, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. Check this out. This is why they spoke in tongues. Keep reading this chapter. Acts chapter 2, verse 5 says, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Look, excuse me, devout men out of every nation under heaven. All the nations under heaven was being represented by these certain men right here. These were men out of every nation under heaven. And it's not the disciples who we're talking about. These are other people who are outside. That's why the Spirit, the tongues came. First of all, the Spirit gave them utterance, and then the tongues came to glorify God. Okay, let's keep reading. Acts chapter 2, verse 5 again says, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, when they made some noise about it, talked about it, the multitude came together and were confounded, or confused, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. There go the tongues. It's a language, right? Every man that was represented there from every nation under heaven heard the 12 disciples speaking in another tongue, right? Which is another language, which is the language of every person under heaven, right? Look at this. They speak it in all the languages, right? Our tongues, the wonderful works of God. They ain't just speaking in our tongues and just saying anything in our language, but they speaking in our tongues, in our languages, the wonderful works of God. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. That's what speaking in tongues is for. You see what I'm saying? It's for the wonderful works of God. Even prophesying is a gift. Interpreting tongues is a gift. And you don't supposed to speak in tongues unless you can interpret the tongues. Why you thank you deep for speaking in tongues? Oh, I got scriptures on it. That's why we are here. We right here getting this, the truth of it. So Acts chapter 2. Verse 12 says, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what means this, or what does this mean? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. They drunk, is what they saying. But Peter, he standing up with the 11, he lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you. Let this be known unto you, and hearken to my words. Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm about to tell you the truth. All right? Acts chapter 2, verse 15 says, well, these are not drunken. These ain't no drunk men. How they drunk? How y'all going to come up with the... Because, see, that's what the world does if they can't explain it. Just like science. They put their own spin on it. Their own assumption. Y'all assuming these men drunk. First of all, if they drunk, how they going to be drunk and speaking the words, the wonderful works of God into all y'all in your own language now? You see what I'm saying? Acts chapter 2, verse 15 says, for these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. It's too early to be drinking, right? So they're not drunk as you thinking, but this is that which was spoken of the prophet. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. That's what's going on here. Verse 17 says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. It still ain't said they gonna speak with tongues yet. But it said they shall prophesy. I'm gonna pour my spirit out on them. On all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. So you're gonna prophesy, see visions, and dream dreams, right? They spoke in tongues because there was a lot of people there, so they could hear the word of God in their own language. That's why the tongues came. But don't worry, I know it's tongues of angels and tongues of human. I got all that. It's scriptures. The Holy Spirit is here. He's the one leading us and guiding us and taking us through this and helping us understand this. And thank you for teaching us, Holy Spirit of truth. All right, we're in Acts chapter number 2. Verse 18 says, and on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Still talking about prophesying. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. We seen blood, fire, and vapor of smoke September 11, 2001. Remember the planes hitting the building? And we done seen fire and vapor of smoke other places. Blood, fire, and vapor of smoke now too. Verse 20 says, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. Y'all remember the eclipse? Y'all remember blood moons? Google it. The Bible talking about it. Blood. The moon turning to blood. The sun shall be turned into darkness. Eclipse. Blood moons. I don't mess with it or believe it unless it's in the Word. But this is in the Word. This is Acts chapter 2. Go to verse 21. It says, and it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Go to Acts chapter 5 and verse 32. Acts chapter 5. Verse 32 says, and we are his witnesses. That's what God does. We've been reading about that since the beginning. You're going to be his witness. The Holy Spirit is going to be his witness, and you're going to be his witness. So, and we are his witnesses. This is Acts chapter 5, verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. That's how you get the Holy Spirit. Obey God. It still don't say this is the evidence that you got the Holy Spirit living in you. Is that you got to speak in tongues. I guarantee you no preacher or teacher will ever be able to show you that. That it says, this is the evidence that you got the Holy Spirit living in you. You got to speak in tongues. It don't say that. It don't say that's the initial thing that you get or none of that. That's what y'all think and that's what y'all taught. But we got to be taught the truth. That's why God is teaching us the truth now. We're not putting our own spin on it or our own understanding on it. We're reading the word for what it is. Let's go. Luke chapter number 11. Luke. gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. Hear what he's saying and do what he's saying. He's going to empower you. Luke chapter 11. You need the Holy Spirit in order to please God, in order to do things his way. All right? Luke chapter 11. Moving on. Luke chapter 11, one verse from over here, verse number 13. Luke chapter 11. Verse 13 says, if you then being evil, if you being evil, know how to give good gifts. All the evil folk give good gifts at Christmas time, right? Okay, even the evil folk, they be giving, okay. Living evil all the year long, and then at Christmas time, all of a sudden, is what I said. If you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit? How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? He's going to give you the Holy Spirit. It's a gift. Yeah. You ask him by obeying him. Know what I'm talking about? All right. Let's move on. Mark chapter number 16. Chapter number 16, those that's listening live, we're about to cut off live. Unless you're listening by phone, you will not be able to continue to listen to this broadcast until about 30 minutes after we finish. So if you want to call in, the call-in number 563-999-3702. If not, you will be cut off, but you can go back and listen about 30 minutes after we finish or an hour after we finish with the broadcast and continue on. 563-999-3702 if you want to continue to listen right now. We're about to cut off recording live, but I will continue on, and you will be able to get it in the archive. We almost finished, too. We're finishing it up. We're getting to the last parts right now. So God's going to give you the Holy Spirit. He's a gift. Go to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter number 16. I tell you, I had a bunch of scriptures, so I got to learn of and from this Holy Spirit. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 says, and he said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Don't just keep the gospel at the house. Don't just keep the gospel at the church. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And then the world going to tell you, go over to church with that. But you got to listen to God. God said, go to the world, right? And preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believes not shall be damned. That's real. And these signs shall follow them that believe. These are the signs that's going to follow the believers of Christ. In my name they shall cast out devils. You cast out a devil before? Some of us have. Some of us haven't, right? They shall speak with new tongues. You speak with new tongues? Just like everybody ain't cast out no devils, then some of us speak in tongues, and some of us don't speak in tongues then. Come on, man. Y'all can't just pick out speaking with tongues out of everything. And the first thing said cast out devils. You scared of them devils, though. But you're going to jump over to speaking in tongues, talking about that's the Holy Ghost living in you. Mm-hmm. What about casting out devils? That came before speaking in tongues. Want me to read it again? Mark chapter 16, verse 17 says, and these are the signs. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Have everybody cast out devils? Well, if everybody don't cast out devils, then it says they shall speak with new tongues. Everybody don't speak with new tongues then, right? They shall take up serpents. Everybody did that? Okay, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You laid your hands on some sick, and they recovered yet? Oh, but you spoke in a tongue, though, so that make you deep, huh? It's a lot of stuff. It's cast out devils. It's speak with new tongues. It's take up serpents. It's drink anything deadly, and it's not going to harm you, and it's heal the sick. That's about six things right there, ain't it? One, two, three, four, five things. How you going to pick out speaking in tongues out of all this? Because it says you're going to cast, in my name, they shall cast out devils. Then it says they shall speak with new tongues.
How y'all jumped over to cast out devils? I know why and how. Because y'all scared of Satan. And then guess what? The devil ain't scared of you speaking in no tongues either. You see what I'm saying? But he afraid of that power that's in you. You know what I'm talking about? This is getting good, man. And we about to go. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to end it over here in 1 Corinthians. We're going a few places over here, chapter 12. One verse from chapter 13, and then five verses from chapter 14. Then we're going to be out. So right now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's get some good understanding on this. I like this, man. I'm enjoying this. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting at verse 27. He says, now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Individually members, right? But you are the body of Christ. And God has set some in the church. God did this. That's why people can't get rid of it. They be talking about there ain't no more prophets and all this stuff like this. Look what this verse says. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse 28 says, and God has set some in the church. If that's the case, then the church don't exist then. I guess that's why they closed. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets. Y'all see this? And it's in order. God has set some in the church. Where the apostles at in the church? Missing. Where the prophets at in the church? Missing. Right? Where the teachers? Let me read. And God has set someone in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, after the apostles, the prophets, and the teachers, after that miracles, right? Then gifts of healings and helps, governments, and diversities of tongues, all in order. You see what I'm saying? Read the word of God for yourself. Spend time with God for yourself. And get to know the truth for yourself through this Holy Spirit. Now, verse 29 says, are all apostles? Are all prophets? These questions. Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Excuse me. Have all the gifts of healings? Do all have the gift of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? See, y'all need to cut it out. Because according to them, they talking about everybody got to speak in tongues. But according to the word, it's saying, do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret tongues? But covet earnestly the best gifts. Go after the best gifts, right? But yet show I unto you, or I will show you a more excellent way. Even if you go after the best gifts, I still show you an excellent way. Do all speak in tongues? Do all prophesy? Do all heal? I'll show you another way. So, let's go. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Go up a few verses. Let's go back to verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 6. We wrapping it up. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 6. We're reading verses 6 through 13. And it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6 says, And there are diversities of operations, difference of operations, but it is the same God which works all in them. God is not going to be divided of himself. Now, in the believer's realm, you have carnal head believers and you have spiritual believers. The spiritual believers are the true ones. These are the ones with the power. Okay? All right. So, verse 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with. So for every man to grow, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with. How are you profiting if you're speaking in a tongue? We just seen when they spoke in tongue, when it first hit, they were speaking in another language, glorifying the wonderful works of God. Right? In Acts, in different languages. Verse 8 says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. All right? So these are the gifts. One given the word of wisdom, one is given the word of knowledge by the Spirit now, to another faith by the same Spirit. He gives to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. I told you, you got to read your word. Yeah, these are all gifts of the Spirit. He's at will. I mean, he can use these on any of us that believe him at any time. At any time, he can make you speak in tongues. At any time, he can heal anybody through you. At any time, he could cause you to live by faith. At any time, he can give you wisdom. He can give you knowledge. You see what I'm saying? At any time, he can have you interpreting the tongues. But look at verse 11. It says, but all these works that one and the self-same Spirit, he the one that works this, the Spirit of God, divide unto every man severally as he will. If I want to use you to speak in tongues, I will. That's God. Right, his Spirit. If I want to use you to heal somebody, that's God. It's his Spirit. You see what I'm saying? People take the gifts and uplift another gift over the other one, man. Come on, man. The devil ain't scared of your speaking in tongues, I told you. He ain't going to run from that. He'll speak back to you in tongues. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. But your fingers don't do the same things your toes do. Your head don't do the same thing that your nose do or your arm do. All right, then. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have seen all, or I'm sorry, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Go over 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. I told you I'm about to get you up out of here. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 1. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. We're not discounting the gifts of speaking in tongues, but we let you know that it is a gift, just like prophesying is a gift, and the word of wisdom is a gift, and knowledge is a gift. And you can't tell me or point to me that talking about this is the initial evidence. You can't show me that from the Bible, that this is the initial evidence that every believer has to speak in tongues before the Holy Spirit lives in them. You cannot show me that. And like I said, the scripture where Jesus said you're going to cast out devils and you're going to speak with tongues. You see what I'm saying? He said cast out devils first. How y'all jump over that and talk about we speak in tongues and thank you deep? How about you cast out some devils, man? If you was casting out devils, you wouldn't be putting the focus on speaking in tongues anyway. Got to have a purpose to speak in tongues if this Holy Spirit going to give it to you. All right? So though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, or if I don't have love, yeah, help assistance to those in need. That's what charity is. Charity is help and assistance to those in need. So if I speak in tongues of men and of angels and I ain't helping nobody in need, I have not charity, I am becoming a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Tinkling cymbal, yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. About to go now. Last place we going for today. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 5 verses. Then you can go. It says, follow after charity. We just seen that assistance and help to those in need. That's what charity is. That's love. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Desire spiritual gifts. We just read them in 1 Corinthians, what that was, chapter 12. Talking about the spiritual gifts then. So desire spiritual gifts, follow after charity though, follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy though. For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaks mystery. So why would you be so quick to speak in tongues? What, because it's mysteries? But how are you going to reach humans that don't speak in tongues? You see what I'm saying? Because you're speaking to men. I mean, you're speaking unto God and not men. You're skipping over man, right? He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. Jesus was down here talking to men. He was down here talking to humans. He wasn't walking around here speaking in tongues just when he feel like it. Matter of fact, it's recorded maybe once where Jesus spoke in tongues. Yeah, when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
For no man understands him, howbeit he speaks. He in the spirit. He's speaking mysteries in the spirit, though. If I say I'm not knocking speaking in tongues, but I'm knocking all y'all out and knocking all them lies out, talking about that this is the evidence that the Holy Spirit living in you. You got to speak in tongues. Yeah, I'm knocking all that out. Knock it out, Jesus, through me. But he that prophesied, this is verse 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, but he that prophesied speaks unto men. That's why in verse 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he says, desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Why? Verse 3 says, but he that prophesies speaks unto men, to edification. You're going to speak to these humans and going to build them up, exhortation, and comfort them as well. Speak life. That's better than speaking in tongues. You see what I'm saying? Speaking life, prophesying into somebody. Yeah. Edification, exhortation, and comfort into their lives. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, though. But if you prophesy, you edify somebody else. See the difference? He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching this. Last but not least verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 5, I would that you all spoke with tongues. I wish you all spoke with tongues. Now, remember Moses said, I wish you all prophesied. I wish God let everybody prophesy. And that was in, what, Numbers chapter number 11. You know what I'm talking about? Now we get over here with 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and Paul writing it to the church, saying, I would that you all spoke with tongues, but rather that you prophesied. So how y'all going to uplift speaking in tongues over prophesying? That's selfish. When you speak in tongues, you edify yourself. But when you prophesy, you edify somebody else. A lot of body else's. You edify the church. I would that you all spoke with tongues, but rather that you prophesied. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaks with tongues, except he can interpret the tongues. This is all scripture. I would that you all spoke with tongues, but rather that you prophesied. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaks with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. So if you're not doing what you're doing to edify someone else, then you're doing it wrong. Talking about you following Jesus. But I speak in tongues, you just building up yourself. That's why the church is closed. Duh. Closed still. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic, the Holy Spirit, we finished too. Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Yeah. Go back in the replay and listen again. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we'll get at you next time, man. I'm your homie, Oasis. Thank you again for tuning in. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com to contact us. Get at you.
My name is Shadow and I don't engage in battles with rappers. But self-glorificational matters, I fight my conscience. On a constant basis, defeat is nonsense. Victory through Christ the Savior. This ain't politics like the manual lectures supposedly. They say God bless America, but there's more countries. I say God bless any man internationally. If he's spiritually sick and he's eating, so he's bound to be. Escape from malady, retreat to God immediately. You like, you give him time, abandon your iniquity. He ain't some phantom landing on your roof that's going through your chimney. What's that tree doing in your room? Now you can't see the TV. The window to the world, you're supposed to be separate from this babysitting children. It's not like this has just begun. Too dramatic, the God addicts pragmatic. Time's drastic, souls at stake, awake and had at it.
Away from where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God paved the way. And he gave us Jesus, and a license to kill. All these demons have come along. And I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God saved the way. And he gave us Jesus and a license to kill all his demons.
Got a hold on to your love with a tight grip. Cops, we're headed to an era where people feed our fear, orchestrating life by the media in the ear, constructing mental strife from 6 feet a year. We're ran by shadows through your gut. We'll miss some safe through the blood, the ultimate covenant. Represent Most High, LL, yon past the sky. The remedy is there for you, your happy eternal life. The world's spinning crazy, hopping like a rabbit. Builds you up the track again, they kill you with their habits. Ravage the beast with empowered by sin. Or come to Christ to open your eyes, my man, to a new life, new vision that you see yourself in the night. Something's through when people need your help. Ephesians 6:12, please educate yourself. Find some meat in your heart. Get your Bible off the shelf.
I'm on my way,
once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God paved the way. And he gave us Jesus and a license to kill all these demons. I've come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay. And I won't leave, cause God paved the way. And he gave us Jesus and a license to kill all these demons.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We going all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.